A cyber breach leaves the Internal Revenue Service with more questions than answers about its online authentication system, but the IRS knows the data systems it built decades ago aren't useful anymore. Visitors to the agency's Get Transcript portal are easy targets because hackers already knew the answers to a lot of the knowledge-based authentication questions they answered to enter the portal in the first place. Jeremy Grant's an identity management consultant, former senior executive advisor for ID management at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And Jeremy, obviously, we don't know the nuances of the Internal Revenue Service case, but we do know that Commissioner Koskinen told the IRS that, or told the Senate yesterday, that one of the reasons the IRS is not able to do more than it is now in cyberspace for taxpayers is because they're not always sure that the person on the other end is the person that's really on the other end. And that really hits at the core of a lot of the work that you did at NIST on identity management. What lessons can we learn from something like this to apply where the government needs to go and where the private sector needs to go in identity management? Thanks for coming on today, Jeremy.
For having me. So I think there's a few lessons from this. You know, one, as you pointed out, it's real hard 21 years after the famous New Yorker cartoon was published to know whether somebody's a dog on the internet or not. And, you know, this hasn't changed much in 21 years. We've come up with more sophisticated systems to try and attack the problem. As they, you know, roll out, they don't all solve every aspect of it. You know, we might have a solution so secure that nobody wants to use it. We might have a solution so easy to use that people can get through it and hack it pretty quickly. And so finding that right balance, you know, continues to be a big issue. I think one lesson, though, that's come out of the IRS, you know, problems that have come out the last week is knowledge-based authentication, despite its name, isn't actually an authentication tool. It can be, you know, really useful. These are, you know, you could ask several questions from databases about things that in theory only you should know. And, you know, NIST for years, actually, in the guidance it's put out to agencies, has said, it's not an authentication tool. It's a tool that you can use as one of several layers to help vet somebody to say that, you know, realize, you know, or try to recognize maybe they are who they claim to be. But there are other steps that you need to wrap around it. And, you know, IRS made a conscious decision when they pulled this out a couple years ago to essentially, you know, not implement all of the recommendations that were out there. And I think, you know, what we've seen are some of the limitations of relying just on, you know, these, you know, types of smart questions, as opposed to, you know, some of the fully accredited identity solutions that are out there today that, you know, agencies like the General Services Administration have run through an approval process.
Your work on the NSTIC program at NIST gave you some insight into what the private sector has developed and is using to try to solve these same challenges. Are they ahead or behind or running in line with the government right now, Jeremy? And if they're ahead of the government, how'd they get ahead of the government?
Well, I think what you're seeing is they, you know, the government and industry have actually been working, you know, quite closely side by side and quite effectively on that front as well. You know, NSTIC, it was a White House initiative launched about 4 years ago by President Obama, and it called to specifically for addressing this identity conundrum. How do you figure out who people are online, and how do you do it in a way that makes things, you know, more secure and better for privacy than what they have today? It specifically called for working with the private sector, and what it really, you know, laid out was a vision where all of us ought to be able to choose from different solutions that are out there in the private sector, where if we get our identity vetted once in a very secure fashion, we can then use that credential multiple places we go online. And the federal government's actually in a great place right now in terms of implementing the NSTIC vision. There's a program that's been stood up. It was, you know, driven in part by my old office at NIST, but, you know, most of the real work's been done by the folks at the General Services Administration and the U.S. Postal Service. The program's called Connect.gov, and it looks for ways it is currently implementing a system where there are several different accredited providers of different kinds of credentials at different strengths, you know, looking at different risk models of a transaction and trying to make sure the credential ties to the risk, and allows a citizen to basically get one strong credential that they can use across multiple sites in the government. So, you know, the core technology has actually been up and running for several months. There's a few agencies, VA, the State Department, NIST, Department of Agriculture, several others I think are close in the wings, ready to turn stuff on. You know, this is a solution that can work not just for a single agency, but frankly for the whole of government. And, you know, when you look at some of the problems that IRS ran into the last week, you know, my view is if every agency is trying to roll their own identity solution, you're going to have two issues. One, they're all going to be doing it a little bit differently and not necessarily in a way that meets some of the security standards that you really want for some of this information. And two, God forbid you're a citizen who's not only a taxpayer trying to get information, but also a veteran and a college student. And, you know, let's say you want to go to a site and reserve, say, a campground for the weekend at recreation.gov. You shouldn't have to go through a new login process every time you go to the U.S. government. There ought to be a single identity solution that you can use that agencies can share for strong authentication and identity vetting. That's what Connect.gov is providing. And, you know, while I'm outside of government and a little less influential than I was a couple months ago, I really do hope IRS is looking at this solution as a way to get what is a really important application, the transcripts application, back online, you know, in a way that, you know, meets some of the security requirements that maybe could have been put in place the first time if had they taken a different course of action.
Well, personally, Jeremy, I think you sell yourself a little short, but that's just me. I note that my colleague Jared Serbu reports Terry Mulholland, the CTO at the IRS, told the Senate committee yesterday that they could ask, as you know, a limitless number, I guess, of questions. He suggested as many as 14 or 15, but then at some point it becomes a burden on the person who's using the system to have to input and then answer all of these questions on an ongoing basis. And that really strikes me, that's at the crux of all of this, not just for the government, but for the private sector. And you alluded to it at the beginning of our conversation. And that is providing a solution that's very secure, but is so secure nobody wants to bother with it.
Yeah, now there's definitely a trade-off between security and usability, although, you know, not to take, you know, too much exception to, you know, what anybody else is saying, but adding more questions isn't necessarily going to make things more secure. What you really need are multiple levels of authentication. And as I said at the beginning of the interview, you know, so-called knowledge-based authentication, it's not an authentication method on its own. It's simply a way to, it's one tool that you can use in your toolkit of different things to actually validate that you're dealing with a real person and that they're the person who they claim to be. But, you know, frankly, the White House has been far in front of this. Back in October, President Obama signed Executive Order 13681 that put a new mandate in place, although it doesn't go into effect. It's giving agencies some time to comply. But it put a mandate in place that said by April 2016, any agency that's releasing personal data to citizens has to make use of multiple levels of authentication and an effective identity proofing process, which essentially means not only would you have to perhaps answer some questions, and hopefully it'd be, you know, a better set of questions, you know, than you know, what IRS was using, but it also has to be bound to some sort of a token or an app that you would use for a second level of authentication. And again, by using some of the KBA solutions, these questions that you're asked, as one layer of perhaps four or five, and you go through a process, and there's some stuff that involves you, there's some stuff that's done behind the scenes, then you actually get a secure token. It's going to be much harder for one of the hackers to try and obtain one of these and be you and impersonate you. And best of all, you actually have a solution that you can use across different agencies rather than have to go through, you know, frankly, an awful usability experience, awful user experience when you go to each agency for the first time.